Led by Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston, a group of U.S. bishops celebrated Mass on the Mexican-U.S. border Tuesday in remembrance of migrants who have died attempting to reach the United States. The mission for migrants included a wreath-laying ceremony on a tour of the border. It was inspired by the trip by Pope Francis to Lampedusa, Italy last year to pray for migrants who died attempting to reach Europe by boat. Members of the U.S. delegation have called upon Congress, specifically the House of Representatives, to move quickly to fix a broken immigration system. While the U.S. Senate passed comprehensive immigration reform last year, the House has refused to move on the measures or pass its own version of reform. During his homily delivered largely in Spanish, Cardinal O'Malley highlighted the 400 bodies found near the border every year and the 25,000 children, most of them Central American, who arrived in the United States last year unaccompanied by an adult.
Often these immigrants have been met with suspicion and discrimination, like the Irish who were told that they need not apply. Our ethnicity and our religion, my family, made us undesirables. But America at its best is not the bigotry and the xenophobia of the know-nothings, but the generous welcome of the new colossus, the mighty woman with the torch, the Statue of Liberty, who stands as the mother of exiles in New York Harbor and proclaims to the world, keep ancient lands, your storied pomp. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuge of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
The bishops also called upon the Obama administration to use its authority to limit deportations of immigrants who are of no threat to the community and have families living in the United States and would benefit from a legalization program. I'm Eimear McCarthy.